Hello, welcome to What's Next in New Media. My name is Kristin Heinonen, and today we have a special guest in the show. We're sitting actually at Sydsvenskan on the 13th floor. This must be the management floor, right? It's so fancy. We have a fantastic view of the city. It's a sunny day, and I'm sitting next to Alberto Knappjärén. Right pronunciation?
Yeah.
Kind
morning.
Of. Good morning. From a Spanish agency called The Cocktail.
Yep.
And you have done some very interesting work with helping Spanish newspapers to transform more into communities.
Yeah. I'm head of The Cocktail, which is a user experience firm in Spain. And as an R&D project, we developed 3 years ago a blogging platform and social network platform called lacoctelera.com, which became one of the main social destinations in Spain with more than 10 million page views a month. So the big media companies came to us asking for that software, which we developed on Ruby on Rails, one of the first versions. Now we upgraded like 3 times, so we keep with the software. And we start working with El País and all their different media properties, and with Vocento, which is the second biggest media company in Spain, building the communities, in the case of Vocento, for 15 local newspapers and 5 vertical portals. So we had the opportunity to learn a lot about user interaction and try to improve it in those newspapers by letting the user comment, interact, have a profile, have a blog. And we learned quite a few things about the problems you face when you have a big newspaper brand and try to take those attributes to the web.
But so was it the newspapers that came to you and said, we want to be more community-like, or...?
Yes, or we want to increase the user interaction. The final goal is not to build a community, but to have the same user that comes once a day to your newspaper, try to have him 3 or 4 times a day. That's, if you can reach that, you have a success.
Okay, so basically they needed the same user to come in more often and at all times of the day.
Yeah, exactly. And if that means community, it's community. If that means interaction or blogging, let's go for it.
Mm. So what did you come up with to find these solutions?
Well, we tried to implement these communities, and we saw how difficult it is to work with traditional media, because the traditional journalist has many fears about going online, or the company, as we were talking before. If you tell a company to have all their journalists blogging, all of a sudden they are scared about having brands under their newspaper brand, where if the journalist moves to another newspaper, he will take the audience. And I understand it's a real fear, but that's internet about. And as your audience will go, they will come with another journalist. It's just a different way of thinking about content.
What were the kind of the main obstacles? Because you had a list before, you had a presentation.
Yeah.
Like, these are the problems that we run into that were very similar to what we are talking about in Sweden as well.
Yeah, you have problems with the newsroom, because they sometimes they don't like or they don't know how to work with multimedia contents and with both editions at the same time, online and paper editions. They are all scared about being eaten by the online guys against the paper guys. They're always fighting. And then you have, as Mark said before, the middle management, who are always scared about, they don't know about what, but they're always scared about what can happen. If they can lose the project or get more work than they can do, and so on and so on. And it's quite difficult to translate the paper brand attributes to the online world. So you need to think in a different way.
So in what way do you need to think differently?
I think that when a newspaper goes online, it has to forget it is a newspaper, since, okay, 50% of your audience can get directly to you because of your brand, but the other 50% should come through Google, through your blogs, through your online activities, through your communities. So you are fighting not against other newspaper, but against anybody who has a computer and is building anything with interesting contents. And that, it's hard to understand for many journalists.
How do you adapt to that?
It's difficult. You have to try to teach people very slow what to do, and to understand that the timing in a newsroom is very different from the internet timing. So don't try to be very pushy. Just let the time roll, and they will understand why you are trying to do something. But you can't push a journalist to do something he doesn't want to do. He won't do it. It's
as we all know.
Yeah.
but you showed us earlier a slide of kind of a schedule that you made for what should be published during what times
yes.
of the day.
One of the things we think is really important is to have a day parting, to at least have 3-4 editions during the day. So every time you come in, first thing in the morning, you get the latest news. When you get in at 10, 11 o'clock, you get the analysis and the added value on those news. And then in the afternoon, you want to relax. You want to see something different about lifestyle, music, entertainment. So I don't know how it is in Sweden, but in Spain, around 50% of the newsroom is made of young students doing their practicum or whatever, or scholarships. So they rotate a lot every 3-6 months. So we realized we needed to make a agenda so everybody knew what they had to do. A Tuesday at 10, there should be this kind of content. At 12, you should do this kind of content. So that there was a standard day parting, and they knew what they should be looking for in order to make the newspaper like really rational and flexible.
So there's kind of a from hour to hour schedule. This is the kind of content you need to put in right now,
yeah,
right
exactly.
now, right now.
And many times it had to match the print edition. If the print edition Tuesdays has an education extra, you need to talk about education at 12 o'clock online because people are expecting that.
So. And you were also talking about that kind of automatic news that you need to think a bit more about that, which is a horror to most journalists, really.
Yeah.
But could you develop that thought a little bit?
Yeah, we are now people are talking a lot about the semantic web, and it's like the next web 3.0. And what we get from that is that there are many tasks that can be automatized on a newspaper, like having the latest news. Is a commodity, so you can have that task done by a robot, and you can focus your human power on adding value on those news, but try to use the semantic web to do the job that doesn't differentiate you from other newspapers.
You had an example of that as well.
Yeah, in Spain, El País did La Lista WIP, which is the very web important people list, which is a top 100. It's like what the BBC did last week, which is the 100 music artists that are hot right now. It's exactly the same. What they do, they use semantic search engines to build a list so they can index those names and they can build new content every day around those names, and they can link those names on their other online properties. So this is I think it's a good example of how you can use search engines to build fresh content.
And this is completely automatic. And then the
yeah.
rest, the analysis, that is what you kind of, is actually
yeah.
more handmade.
Yeah, exactly.
But editors and journalists, they must go crazy when you suggest something like that, to have a kind of automated headline news.
Yes, but if they look at networks like Weblogs Inc. in the States or the copy of that in every country, because there's a local version in every country, you see that if you can build very indexable titles, all of a sudden you have a lot of traffic, and it has nothing to do with journalism. It's not, you don't have to work on quality but on quantity.
Hmm.
So they have to change their mind scope.
You also, at the Cocktail, you developed a software.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called The Shaker. TheShaker.com is the platform we have under La Coctelera, and it's the one the El País is using, Vocento is using, Clarín in Argentina is using, and it's a social and blogging platform with blogs, profiles, friends, social network, etc. You can put into your media properties in order to increase the interactivity.
And you sell this as a product, more or less?
Yes, yes. And it's built on Ruby on Rails, and it's working really well.
And it's scalable? Works so easily?
Yes, yes. The thing is, like, all our clients came to us because in La Coctelera we have 2.5 million users monthly with 12 million page views monthly, so it's scalable.
And what are your plans for the future? Because you said also earlier that media is interesting to work with, but also really hard to work with. It's not the only thing you do as an agency.
Yeah.
But how can you take this this kind of thinking forward, building communities for the newspapers?
Yeah, we work in Spain with banks, insurance companies, and media companies, and we think the media landscape, you must work with them because it's really interesting. It's very dynamic, and it makes you. You have to be very up to date in order to be able to add some value to what the media are doing. So we will keep working on that.
You said also that the advertiser is also a user.
Oh yes, that's really important. If you want to excel in what you do, you have to think the same way an advertiser can go to Google and do everything himself. You have to allow him to work the same way with your newspaper or with your advertising platform. So when you redesign any media company right now, you have to think about how do they log in, how do they use, how do they target your users and so on. Because if it's really easy for them to do it and they get a lot of information, they will spend more money on your media.
Interesting thought. Thank you very much for joining us, Alberto. And where can we check out your websites and blogs, etc.?
It's thecocktail.com and theshaker.com and my personal blog, themixer.net.
Is it in Spanish or English?
It's Spanish.
Spanish, but with Google Translate nowadays,
okay.
You could probably have yeah. A look, right? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Nice to have you
on the show. This is
Christine
Heinonen, and, well, you join us for the next time on What's Next in New Media. Bye.